Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for your daily Bible verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
More Than a Good Name, Leaving a Legacy That Lasts by Jennifer Waddle, read by Kelly Jane McLean. Today's Bible verse is Joshua 4, 6-7. When your children ask in time to come, saying, "What do these stones mean to you?" then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Leaving a legacy involves far more than handing down a monetary inheritance or passing on a good family name, for those things will surely pass away and forever be forgotten. A lasting legacy, one that continues for eternity, is set in stone. Written on our hearts and the hearts of our loved ones, belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God and Savior of the world is the legacy that lasts. As our children grow up, they may not see faith as something precious and invaluable. Especially if they have been raised in the church and surrounded by Christianity their whole lives, the value of a godly heritage may not be immediately apparent to them. However, as they grow up, the hope is that they will remember the stones of faith we have gathered for them, taught them, and lived as examples for them. I think we can all ask ourselves the questions, what are the foundations of my legacy? Are they superficial things of earth or everlasting things of heaven? Just as the Israelites were instructed to carry stones from the middle of the Jordan and set them up as a memorial of God's faithfulness, we too can gather stones that represent our legacy. Here are a few ideas. Write a family mission statement together. Ask questions like, what do we want to be known for? How can we live our lives as a testimony of God's faithfulness? What are the most important things to us? Frame your statement and hang it in your home. Also, make copies for each of your children to take with them as they grow up. Speak often about how God has worked in your own life. Consider having your personal testimony recorded for future generations. Keep a Bible in your living room and encourage every family member to underline passages and write notes in the margins. Discuss often how God is speaking to each of you through His Word. One day, when your grandchildren or great-grandchildren come to you and ask, "What does faith mean to you?" then you can answer without hesitation and tell them all about the beautiful and miraculous things God has done, is doing, and will do.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.